Like a lot of stuff in this country, turns out the courts and their facilities aren't up to much. This is in a briefing to the Justice Minister, the Chief Justice, spelling out major problems in courtrooms, black mould, flooding, leaks. Then there's the judge issue. There aren't enough of them. Oh, and while we're at it, legal aid is a problem as well. President of the Criminal Bar Association, Annabelle Criswell's with us. Annabelle, morning.
Oh, good morning, Mike.
But apart from that, everything's fine.
Everything's going great, thanks, yes.
See, when I look at the courtrooms on the news, which I suppose is what most of us see, they look fine to me. Are there pockets of the country that are really problematic, or are most courtrooms problematic?
Yes, I think there's pockets where it is worse. And I think sometimes what you see on the TV is just a snippet. You're just going to see a barrister standing at a lectern. You're not having a good view of the whole thing. I've done trials where there's been a bucket on the floor and the ceiling's been leaking, and that's just catching the drips throughout the whole trial. But I don't think they'd show something like that on the TV.
No. So how would you describe it if you were briefing the Justice Minister? As the Chief Justice got it about right?
Yes, 100%. We fully support what the Chief Justice has said to the Minister.
Okay.
She's captured it. Great.
So you join the long queue of people who want some money spent. This is long-standing, though, isn't it? I mean, I think you've been promised for years that things would get improved infrastructurally speaking. It's just never happened.
Yes. There absolutely has to be money spent and not cut. So I think her concerns are around there being public sector cuts, and I think she's asked for the courts not to be included in that.
Okay. As far as judges are concerned, is that an ongoing, long-standing issue as well?
In terms of justice, yes. I mean, this is something that's been raised for years, but the courts, not enough judges, or everything she's outlined in that briefing paper, those have been problems for a long time, but worse since COVID, worse since increase in population.
So what's happened in that sense? Is it a calling to become a judge? Is it a money thing? What is it?
You mean why are there not enough judges?
Yeah.
Well, because there's a cap on judges, on how many they can have. So they raised that cap during COVID, when there was a backlog. And so the Chief Justice is asking for those extra judges to remain, but they need more.
I didn't realise there was a cap. Why on earth is there a cap?
Well, I don't make the rules.
But what's the rationale behind it?
Oh, well, I would presume that that's about spending as well.
So if you have 10 judges, it costs X number of dollars and you know where you're at?
Yes, but since I've been practising, I've been aware that there has been a shortage of judges. There's never been enough judges as far as I'm aware.
So if you raise the cap, it's not a matter of people don't want to be judges, not like the GP debate where, you know, you've got problems where people want to be GPs. If you raise the cap, you would get enough judges, you think, or we don't know?
I would say so. I think there's people that want to be judges, of course. There's not enough positions.
So that's something with funding they could solve overnight. What about legal aid? As far as I can work out, legal aid's a never-ending problem. You can't solve it. You'll never solve it. There will always be an issue somewhere.
Yes, that's right. There always has been, but it's worse now. Legal aid hasn't been increased for many years. It's not keeping up with inflation. And the concern for the Criminal Bar Association is the future of the profession. You know, there has to be some succession, and we're not having juniors that are interested in coming into criminal law because it's, so badly paid compared to other areas.
Is it impinging on justice? In other words, people cannot get access to proper legal representation because of legal aid?
Well, yes, absolutely. And then you'll have criminal barristers don't have to do legal aid, or no barristers have to do legal aid, and so many choose not to. So then you are going to have, you know, some questions around the quality of legal aid that you're getting, and then that affects the access to justice, of course.
Appreciate your time, Annabelle. Annabelle Criswell, who's the president of the Criminal Bar Association this morning.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.